Nick!
Rob, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Doing great, thank you. Doing great. Suffering Miami weather. Summer, should say.
Yeah, it's a little bit hot there this time of year. You go for the one winters, you know.
It is pretty hot, but everything is fine. Everything is good. Sorry for the, I had to change around the schedule quite a bit because, it was a little bit crazy, and then I took a week off to go down to, South America. So sorry, I had to change the calls a little bit.
Well, no, it's more of a problem for Lori than it is for me. I just appear for each week and look at each day. I don't worry about, you know.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm getting busier. I'm trying not to be busy, or at least not to be super busy. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting busier. So it's like, okay, I kind of like it, but you know, it's kind of like when you've got two or three recruits on the line, you know, it's good, but your things are crazy, right?
Yeah. I don't know if you contacted this guy or you connected with him, but there's an old friend of mine from Orange that wanted to talk to you and was looking into signing up with you for the program, so he called me, asked me all about the program, etc. And I don't know, I know it's a little difficult to get on the schedule, so I don't know if you guys were able to connect.
Is that Luis?
Yeah.
Yeah, Luis, how do you say his last name? Jose or Boss or?
Pose.
Jose.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very nice, and he's basically signed up. I'm not sure. Cindy's got him signed up, but I've got him. I've got him signed up. I went through the list and made sure I'm following up on these. It's really good, but it's busy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, good. That guy is amazing. He's an amazing guy and professional, and I was close to recruit him a couple of years ago, but he was not ready, and I think I'm still trying, but we'll see. For now, he's entering into a partnership with another good friend there in Melo, so we'll see. But he's an amazing guy.
I'm doing
marketing for you even outside of Montana, so.
You're unbelievable. I come in here. So I've got an idea for you, okay? So this is so we took this idea, you know, the folders are a good idea anyway because they keep you working. And so for each manager now, which I should have been doing all along, right? I had folders when I was coaching them, but if I wasn't coaching them, I didn't have a folder for them, which was really dumb, okay? So now I have a folder for the managers like Tim Burns and yourself. And in the middle, remember we had that sheet, right? Referrals given and referrals received?
Mm-hmm.
So what I've done is put down the names of everybody that you've referred to me, the date they were referred, and then the date they began coaching, right? And it's a great way for me to stay organized as to who you gave me.
Mm-hmm.
But then here's the part that I didn't get, all right? And this is what I've been teaching this month or this week. Is that, and this is for FA. So let's say an FA has got a center of influence or just a client that gives him referrals. So he puts down all the referrals that he's been given, the date that they were referred to him, and then the date that they began the actual relationship. meaning they actually said yes and opened the accounts. Now, that's important for the FAs to keep track of, but here's the key. You, on the anniversary of opening a relationship, you call both the client and the center of influence that referred you, and you thank them or the business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this was just a little subtle thing, and I didn't understand the impact. But every time I tell people that, and I go through the psychology of what it does, they really get excited. So here's what happens. I call you and thank you and say, you know, on 7/25, Roxana and Ricardo begin their relationship with me, and I just want to call you on the anniversary and thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, and by the way, it went really well. So let's say we don't talk like this all the time. That would reinforce the fact that you referred them to me, right? They're happy, you like me, and you like them. So there's a tendency then for the person to say, hey, I've got another guy for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So think about it. What do FAs never like to do?
What do FAs never like to do? Ask for referrals.
Right. Bingo. So okay. Here we've got a regular way for them to ask to thank the client and get referrals without ever asking.
Mm. Yeah, that's a great idea. Mm-hmm. So
you're calling the client and thanking them, and they may just say, hey, I've got another guy for you. And the center of influence has a higher probability of saying, yeah, I've got another guy for you. So anyway, about 50% of the people, when I say that to them, what do you think the client says? They all say, oh, yeah, I've got another guy for you. So they get really excited over this little idea. And I think, you know, so many of my ideas are good ideas, but people won't use them. So why is a good idea not used? Because it's either too much work, or it puts them in a position they're uncomfortable, whatever. But this is a good idea that doesn't put them in a position they're uncomfortable, because what are you doing? You're thanking the client. And so they will use this idea, which makes it 100% better. Makes it 100% better idea than an idea they don't use.
Yeah.
Okay? So think about this. All right, so how does that apply to you? Well, you have a folder for each FA.
Mm-hmm.
And in the folder should be referrals given and referrals received. Okay? So when you refer people, the assignments or somebody you need in the community, you put it down. And when they refer somebody that you should hire to you, you put it down. The date you got the introduction, and then the date that you open. Why are the 2 days? Well, for one thing, if they give you an introduction, it may take you 6 months to land a guy, or a year. So when you go back to them, it just is a great way for you to remember who gave you what referrals and what is the status of them. And for me, Nicole, this was the only place I ever really did my recruiting was through introductions from my FAs.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I got everybody, because they were happy they'd introduced me. Okay. So this way you're encouraging the behavior, and you're reinforcing the fact that you're following up. So, plus it then teaches them how to do this. Because you're doing it, they'll do it.
Right. Okay. That's a good idea. People like loving it, I guess.
Yeah. And so, we're always looking for a good idea to just you know, walk around the boardroom. Now you've got a good idea to walk around the boardroom. This is a good idea. This can be very powerful. The people that are, especially people that are doing Supernova. It's another reason to use the folders.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, I like it.
So here's what I did. I Bill Cates, who was the originator of the idea of, you know, he's a referral coach, he calls himself. He started the VIPF.
Mm-hmm.
He has value, important, permission, suggestion.
Yeah.
I added the A, which was advice, and now I've added a T. Which is thank you. Okay? So, the value, important, permission, suggestion, advice, and thank you. It's VIP, or VIP, VIP, VIPFAP. VIP, VIP.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a great way to teach that whole introductory referral process.
Okay, have a topic for my next meeting.
Yeah,
a good idea.
Yeah, I think it's really fun. I'm gonna, you know, obviously I'm gonna share it with all your guys when I coach them. But
what else is working? What else do you see working out there?
It's a really good.
I see a phrase between comfortable markets are doing okay. A little anxious about markets, I would say, but on the other hand, pretty comfortable because things are going okay. I wonder what's going to happen when markets go down. I'm talking in general, right? I'm thinking about the guys that are working with you and. They're all three of their process, working on referrals and new business, and some more than others, but everyone is...
They'll do better in a down market, okay? They'll do much better than the rest of your troops, because a couple things. One is they're calling your clients every month, so there's not this idea of, okay, get on the phone and call your clients and reassure them everything's okay. I think their performance will be better because they're calling their clients every month. They're really in touch with what the clients are doing and should be doing. There's not this big gap of, I'm not paying attention to my clients and I'm not sure what I should be doing for them. Because you're really reviewing everything every month. So especially if they're using the agenda and then the executive summary, they'll have better results in a down market. I went through the big market decline, you know, the Great Recession, with financial advisors having done Supernova, and trust, it was amazing the difference. The ones that had done Supernova did great through the recession, didn't lose an account, called everybody, were happy. The ones that didn't, you know, they had 600 accounts and went through it, where it was life from hell.
Mm-hmm.
And many of them said, I'll never go through another recession with, you know, 300 accounts or 600 accounts. It's just
rough. Yeah.
So there's another reason to get people to do this. You know, we're almost 10 years now into this recovery. So yes, I still think we got more time to go because I think the economy is good, but we're a lot closer to the next recession than we are to the next recovery.
Mm-hmm. Yes, correct.
And you guys are predicting a recession. So I think that's one of the pitches you can make is, look, why don't you get this done, in the next 2 years so so that you're ready for the next recession, and do you really want to go through it with 250 accounts, you know, relationships?
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine to have a messy business during a bull market. You know, everybody's happy. You get into a bear market with 350 clients, and it is hell. It's terrible. I think that's a really valid pitch, and I haven't made that pitch for years, and I think that's a good way to make people wake up and say, hey, you can't prevent the next recession, but you sure as heck can be prepared for it. And this is one way to prepare. So along with your next sales meeting, you talk about that referral idea. I would use this idea too.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, look, you know, we're a lot closer to the next recession than we are the next recovery. Okay, so be smart. Get ready. And this is one way you can get ready. You don't have to go to cash, but you should skinny up your book while things are great. And get yourself in a position where you're, if bad happens, which it will, you're ready. And you can deal with it. And you're calling clients. And they stay with you and they're happy and you don't lose. But here's what happens. You use the accounts. Everybody says, well, you know, I pay them, I call this a year, and they pay me a fee, the truth is, while you're paying attention to those small accounts, your big accounts are leaving. That's the key element that people miss, is when you have 600 clients, 350 clients, they call, and when they're on the phone, you're not on the phone to your best clients, and they're all at risk. And so the game is to protect that top 20% or top 30% to give you 90% of your revenue.
Yeah, right.
And in a bear market, you can't protect them. I mean, you can't protect yourself and them because you can't call them. You've got just chaos.
How's the new team doing, the Boussot team?
Good.
How do you feel about them?
Sorry, one sec. My granddaughter just walked in. Thanks for drinking. Okay, bye-bye. let me take a look. Thank you. I'm excited about him because she was going to do it by herself,
mm-hmm.
and yeah. that would have been a disaster. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it would have. And now, it took some work to get them on board from all of your point of view. But because they're on board now, we can make dramatic progress. Mm-hmm. And I felt like the first call, honestly, it usually takes me 3 calls to win them over.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I won them over in the first call.
I think so too. I mean, Otto came to see me after the call. He was thrilled and he was excited. And I don't know if he told you a story, but this guy has been a manager at UBS. He's built a book. He ran an office. He's done everything. So, and he was thinking a couple of weeks ago. He asked me about the retirement plan and how it works because he's thinking maybe 2-3 years to retire. Now he's coming talking about how to double the business. So. That's super exciting.
Well, think about it from your point of view. You lose a guy like that, you never recover that business quite like he had it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so he retires and you lose 30% of the business. Never just goes away. Goes down to people, he's the office. Now, let's say he gets fired up. and he doubles his business, it's like hiring another big producer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I agree. He's an amazing guy. He's an amazing guy. So it was.
I was so pleased because, you know, talking to Catherine, I had the impression that this was going to be a real, you know, arm wrestle. And, you know, this was going to be tough. They'd get on the phone, but, you know, I didn't sure they'd show up. And then when I got on the phone with them, I found out, no, these guys are great. These guys are fired up. You know, these guys can, you know, we can really have, this is going to be a fabulous team.
Hmm.
And I think it will energize them enough to, you know, to really make some big changes. So, yeah, that was a wonderful introduction.
Okay, great. Question I wanted to ask you a little bit about and kind of thinking about and thinking how to implement, which is the value proposition. And more than the value proposition, I think it's more than the value proposition is things that we do for a face. So, I mean, how, and again, this goes beyond the people that are actually doing Supernova, right? But how to have these guys really have a solid value proposition and a solid list of things that they do for their clients so they can then price their services and not be obsolete, face competition with robo advisors or cheaper options or things like that. Do you have any thoughts? I mean, I think I know what you're going to tell me, but...
What am I going to tell you?
Well, it's the financial planning, the 12-4-2, but something that I think even some of the guys that have done the program with you, and I'm interested in your thoughts. I think one of the struggles is the 24-month calendar of bringing value to the calls on a monthly basis. So is the batch process of having a systematic approach to bringing new concepts and ideas and topics of discussion that really add value to the clients every month. And I see that they are more than anything staying on the general service call and reviewing the accounts and maybe discussing a specific investment theme or idea or something. Rather than doing a comprehensive discussion about estate planning or insurance or long-term healthcare or things like that or charitable giving or and I think that's when clients start to appreciate their real value.
All right, so remember the purpose of 12-4-2 when I was competing with our local financial planning firm, Oxford. I had two things that I had to do to beat them. They were taking business from us, from our best clients. And they literally were attacking us. And so I had to create a model that would beat them, or at least tie them, so people wouldn't leave. So they were a fee-only financial planning firm.
Mm-hmm.
That specialized in clients where you had to bring them $5 million or more. So you're taking our best clients, you know, $10 million, $20 million clients. All right, so we said, okay, we can't be fee only, but we can be fee for services. We can do financial planning. But what do they not do? They didn't do two things. They didn't follow up very well on the financial plan, and they didn't have a way of regularly calling their clients. Okay? So we said, we're going to put the two things together, following up on the financial plan and doing all the things that they never get around to,
mm-hmm.
We're going to do it in a systematic way. So 12.14 became implementing the financial plan, not performance reviews. Okay, so that's really what the 12.42 is for. It's to make sure that the financial plan gets reviewed on a regular basis and that we do all the things that we never got around to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's full implementation of the financial plan on a schedule, including performance, of course, but it's also including debt financing, managing the other side of the balance sheet, the liability side of the balance sheet. Why shouldn't we just review the performance when, you know, a lot of the any corporation would understand that the balance sheet is comprehensive. It isn't just assets. Okay, we want to check on liabilities and should we borrow money, you know, when appropriate. So, you know, and we need insurance, Cayman insurance and other insurances for a corporation. We need insurance and asset protection as part of our comprehensive financial planning process. Estate planning, cash flow analysis, all important things. Any corporation would have a cash flow analysis every month, profits, liabilities, costs, etc. And they look at it very carefully. So why shouldn't the FA treat a $10 million client like any corporation? It's mm-hmm. a big client. Okay? So introducing the topics and batch processing with a 24-month calendar just facilitates that. So you don't have to talk about mortgages with one client and long-term care with the next. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're constantly retooling. It's very inefficient and costly. To have to learn, you know, to remind of every call is like a research project. And that shouldn't be that way. You should research long-term care, know exactly who's offering it, what the costs are, you know, what are the local facilities for retirement people to go to and things like that. You should have a meeting. You should do it as an office. And you should do training during the month prior to long-term care month, so everybody has got everybody. You can train them in little groups. This is what I used to do. Take five guys in a conference room and teach them long-term care. And then that month, everybody does long-term care. Mm-hmm. So you as the leader can make the compliance to this process much more controlled. So instead of getting two people using the 24-month calendar, you'll have 80% buying into it, which will really raise your productivity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you're doing training all for the next 2 years. You're doing training constantly, and you're coaching constantly, and their batch processing and making calls, and your productivity goes up.
That's what team is doing in Boca, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great idea. For some reason, I get distracted with the international component of the business here, and it's a mess. So trying to stay just aligned in one thing. But that, I think that's something I need to implement. Yeah, with team a couple of months ago.
You can use this for some of the international guys, too, when it's appropriate. So you introduce it for everybody, and where appropriate, you make sure the international guys all of a sudden pay attention.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll at least do it for the domestic guys, and I can do a small meeting.
Right. You can do it for the domestic guys, but make sure everybody understands it, because there may be, you know, there may be a guy that understands, you know, it does apply to him and his work when he's in Argentina, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I kind of treat the international guys just like they're domestic, and they love the coaching. They're stars for it, and they love it, and they got great stories, and we have a great time. I'm just enjoying the heck out of your
people. Yeah. How's it going with the guy in with Luca?
Luca is great.
He's not in my office, so I haven't talked to him lately.
Right. Luca is so much fun. I enjoy him. You know, there's a couple of things I want to talk about, but Luca is the best. You know, he's a wonderful guy.
Okay.
Amelia, I'm having a little trouble with her right now. I don't know what's going on. Is she on vacation, or is she missing?
It's funny you ask. You just met with her, and I struggled with her, and I think we spoke about it. But she always seems to be working around the same people. Whenever I ask her, she says I feel good about the activities, but always has an excuse. Like now it's summer. Say, well, there's people that is in town. Well, no, it's summer. No one's in town, so I'll start contacting people again when the school starts. So there's always some excuse, but in her mind she feels good because she has two big prospects that she thinks she's gonna land, and hopefully she does. But until you land them, you don't know, right? So, but whenever I try to push her, she kind of gets defensive, and so we're just meeting just before your call, and for the last 4 months we've been talking about the same two prospects. This family in Atlanta that she thinks is a certain thing, and then another Venezuelan family that is being introduced to her through an accountant or lawyer. So I'm struggling with her, and she feels good about it. She feels good about what she's doing, so seems that she doesn't feel that need to change much, which is very frustrating.
She needs to have, you know, when she was happiest and when she was feeling the best about herself was when she was trying to have 8 appointments a week.
Hmm.
Okay, she'd end up with 5 or 6 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
But my sense is, you know, from what you're telling me, she's gone away from that.
Yeah,
she should be, she should be having, you know, 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 new appointments every week.
Yeah, she's not. Really, she's not. She's not near anywhere near that.
And so she is not going to feel good about herself. She's not, you know, she's lying to herself if she's telling you she feels great. So she needs to step up her activity. And, you know, she gets distracted, you know, as they all do.
Mm-hmm.
Use this idea on the folders with all these people and go in and say, okay, let's make up a list of the people that have been referred to you, you know, in your book. So let's put that in each of the folders and literally go in and look at them. Make sure they do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and you know, look at the folder. There's, you know, Dave Provost. He's a client. Let's look at his folder. You don't have a page in here for referrals given and received. Let's put a page in there. And now, has he given you any?
Yeah.
Or take somebody that is a regular source of referrals. Look in their folder, see if they have the sheet. Have a sheet made up that you can just put in the folder. Just hand it to them and say, copy this. That's all it is. It's the name, the date you received, the introduction, and the date they opened the account. That's all you need. Given and received. And then just hand them the folder. They go and duplicate it. They put it in their folder, and they write the names in. it'll just help them get started, you know?
Okay. But yeah, that's the situation with her. So we'll see. She's confident that she's going to land this $12 million account in September.
Yeah.
I asked her whether she says it's a done deal or she's still competing. She said, no, it's done. It's done. They've decided. They're going to bring it over. So, I mean, I'm afraid too much on that.
Well, and here's what I would tell her. Look, these are, you know, what we want to talk about now is not the things that you've already done, right? This is done, right? This is great. Congratulations. Now, let's talk about what you're going to do in, you know, what else you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, what other activity do you have? Well, I got this one. Well, that, you know, what if it doesn't come in? You know, you've done that, then you've, and what are you actually doing about it now? You know, are you doing anything about this $12 million? No. I'm just waiting. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's do something while we wait, right? Activity makes you happy. I know that about her. Activity makes her happy. When she doesn't do an activity, she feels guilty.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get rid of the guilt and let's get into the activity game.
Okay. How often are you talking to her on a monthly basis, or?
No, she's been avoiding me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll talk to her. That's weird.
Yeah, no, she hasn't returned my call, or she hasn't returned. She missed the last call or the last two calls, and she hasn't been returning my calls or Lori's calls.
Okay, wow. Okay, I'll stay with her. That really surprises me.
And when you call her, you get an answering machine, and that's all.
Hmm. Okay. Who else?
The Malini Group has kind of gone silent. I love them, but I think they're, you know, they've got some problems, as you know.
They need to fix some things among themselves first and get their act together. So I was just talking to the junior partner earlier today, living in confidence. So we were talking about that. I was telling them how I think they lost their fire. Last year they were super energized, focused, driven. They had a great year, and this year, I mean, both of them had some personal issues. The senior partner particularly went through some surgery and pretty urgent surgery and recovery. So, but still, they need to get their act together. So I think that, I think they need to get together, get to the same place, decide what they want to do, and then re-engage.
Yeah, this is what I was worried about with Catherine. But no, Lotto and Alda are on board and get on the calls and things are good. But Al Malini has never been on a call.
I know.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's only Joseph and... And they seem a little bit disorganized too. So when I call, it's not like I get, you know, this efficient machine answering the phone and,
mm-hmm.
you know, I get an answering machine and then I don't get a call back and da da da. So it's not a disciplined group.
No, it is not. What about the Puerto Rican team?
They're wonderful. You know that, right? okay. So Roxana and Ricardo are fabulous.
Yeah.
Mijanu, fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Amelia, we talked about. Andre, Tanya, fine. Love him. Luis, Jose, I like him very much. The Busat Group, great. Luca, Magic, great. And the Puerto Rico group is wonderful. I think they would benefit tremendously by with a 24-month calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything to keep them organized and keep them focused.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. I mean, they will perform according to, you know, kind of what, anyway, they always sound wonderful. I'm not sure, you can tell me whether are you getting the results from them?
Not as much as I know they can and the potential they have. So I'm actually going out to lunch with them tomorrow, and one of the topics I want to talk is about the Supernova. You know how they always said they wanted to implement this with the new book they were inheriting? And I think the conversation I want to have is, I think they have a great opportunity to implement this with, if they haven't done so. So that's why I want to understand with the entire book, particularly the Puerto Rico clients. I think they have a tremendous opportunity in Puerto Rico. So, and they are seeing, so sorry, it's unfair to say. One of them has, because it's not everything on a pool, they have been having some progress, yes. I mean, they brought in $30 million in assets this year. So it's unfair for me to say that they have not seen the results. One is more engaged than the other and more active. So, or I should say two of them are more active, more engaged than the third one. But no, they have been seeing the results. I just think that they can have a little more organization and they would do just terrific.
Yeah, I think they're another one that you gotta rein in the activity, you know.
And to be honest with you, Rob, I mean, we've been going through some issues with them compliance-wise. Nothing they did, but because of the situation in Puerto Rico, they've been hit hard, you know. So we've been dealing with that, and that has added some stress, obviously, to them. So we're working.
Yeah, that's too bad. Yeah, that's too bad. That's,
yeah.
Because they're really good guys. I really like them a lot, you know. They're the kind of guys that I'd like to, you know, I'd like to physically be with. You know what I mean? I think if I could sit with them for an hour or two, I would enjoy it. And I think we could, you know, that's where you can be my, on the spot guy and just say, hey, look, you guys, one of the things you can do to be organized every month is every 2 months have, not to do it, you don't switch every month. Every 2 months, we're going to introduce a new topic. We're going to educate ourselves, and then we're going to use it as a marketing tool. And when we call everybody, we're going to talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when we talk about debt, you know, consolidating debt, make the most efficient use of debt, mortgages, we're going to get introductions. Somebody's going to say, yeah, my son needs a mortgage. You know, I need to do a securitized loan for my daughter. She wants to buy a house. So, I mean, you're going to do business because you're talking this subject. And you just have to be prepared for it. And, you know, but that's what we're here for, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're not here to have to allocate and go take a, you know, go to the beach. You know?
Yeah. No, I agree. Okay.
So yeah. I think, you know, they're a team that I think, you know, there's tremendous potential because, like you said, I mean, they brought in $30 million. Good, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are they? You know, let's talk about the $2 million and the $3 million clients. You know, because you know it's the same thing with Amelia. Let's make sure we got the activity going, we got the pipeline. So, you know, one of the things to do is to just check on their pipeline. Show me your pipeline.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna talk to. So I'll talk to them tomorrow. And yeah, this is a team that will probably benefit from a little more love. More hands-on work.
It's hard. Look at how many guys I'm coaching, and that's not even a fraction of what you're coaching. It's you got a really hard stuff, but you care, and so you'll do it. You know.
Well, you know what happens? I think I told you the last call. I mean, it's for the last, I would say, last 2 months, probably not even more. It's been, I don't know, just a lot of. Not minor compliance things and issues, so I needed to really step up to the plate and get involved, and that obviously got me off track from more of the business side of business. So now I'm kind of refocusing again on that, and now that most of those things have been taken care of, but getting involved, getting rid of a guy, it was pretty stressful, among other things. So. And you know how those processes are, they take forever, right? So they drag you, at least for me, they drag my energy for quite some time, because it's never a 1 or 2 week process, it's always a 2 or 3 month process. So.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And it's, you know, it's everybody's talking and they're all distracted and, you know, it's ugly.
But anyway, so those guys. Okay, that's good advice. I'll focus on that with them.
I think all these teams would benefit by you. You know, kind of leading a. You know, organizing, getting them together, and saying, okay, let's put together a 24-month calendar. What, you know, who's done it? And somebody, you know, who's done it, we've done it, or write them, you know, on the agenda, send them an agenda and say, look, come on, we're going to come together, bring your 24-month calendar, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And let's see who's got one and who doesn't, and then let's make one that's consistent for this whole group.
Yeah.
Okay? And unless they've published it and sent it to their clients, they can adjust it to meet something that makes sense for the whole group. So you make it their idea when you do what, and then mm-hmm. you get them organized, and then you just lead it and remind them. You know, you lead it from behind, basically. You make it their idea, you lead it, and keep, you know, pushing them forward, and they do the monthly, you know, they do every 2 months. You can help them by bringing them together and doing some training, but they're on board because it's their idea.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Okay. Good. Ms. Anu is living the dream.
She's wonderful. Is she doing well?
Huh? Sorry?
Is Ms. Anu doing well?
She's doing well. Yeah. She's working. She has brought in some assets. She has a great, really robust pipeline, so she's very confident that she's going to close the year with probably $10 million in new assets. She's working on some partnerships. She's really excited.
That's wonderful. Roxanne and Ricardo, I think Roxanne and Ricardo are doing well with these.
They are doing great. They are doing great, both of them. They're getting referrals, getting new money. Absorbing the book, so Ricardo is doing great in every sense, net new assets and revenue growth, etc. For some reason they have separate pools of business, but he's really growing this year. So, and Roxana is taking mostly ownership of the book, so no, they're super excited. They're doing great. There's one thing I was thinking, and maybe we need to think of what we can do is, if we think about you coming down for a day, how can we structure some activities that different from what we've done twice already? So rather than doing group meetings, or a group meeting, maybe just thinking of what we can do with you for a day here, like maybe even spending some time with these guys. I don't know. I'm trying to think about how to have you down here, but do something different.
Yeah,
maybe more targeted. You know, more targeted, smaller groups or topic centric.
Yeah, I mean, I love the idea of bringing the group together over lunch. That was fun. But I think we could have used me better in the afternoon to meet with teams.
Yes.
Okay. So don't be afraid to use me. I mean, that's what I'm there for. Mm-hmm. So I think I should meet privately with each one of these teams. And I should meet with the teams that you think need me, but they don't know they need me yet.
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And I think we can, if you have a team that you think really would benefit from this, we can put, you know, Mizuno in a room with Rosanna and Ricardo. And talk to them, and the three of us convince them that it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Things like that. You know, when I used to self-manage money, I would take somebody to dinner, and it would be myself, the FA that I wanted to convince to do manage money, and another FA that was doing great with it. And I would sit there and let the FA convince the other FA that it was a good idea.
And would you tell the FA that you were taking that you wanted to discuss specifically that? I mean, are you...
Well, he knew. He wouldn't go unless, you know, I mean, I told him exactly what we were doing.
Okay.
Okay, so you never blindside him.
Right.
I'm doing this for you, and I'm bringing Zane Brown, because Zane's convinced that the... Well, actually, I brought Bill Beal because Zane Brown wasn't doing it, and I wanted him to do it. So the three of us, you know how it is. We're all friends, so it was a fun dinner. But, you know, we spent the time teaching Zane how to sell, manage money. And by the time we were done, he bought in and went out and sold managed money. And that's frankly how I had to do it sometimes.
Okay.
But when you make one sale, think about it, right? That one sale then lasted for 5 years, right?
Yes, okay.
So you think, I don't want to take the time for one guy to, you know, for a whole dinner and all that, but the leverage of that change is so huge that it's worth it.
Yes, okay, I'm going to try that.
It's a really good idea. I mean, you can do that without me.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you want me, just think about and ask them. Say, look, I want to bring Rob back in November. What do you think is what do you think makes sense? Okay. Well, how would you best use him? How would you like to use him? And then kind of customize it for them.
Okay. Great. Can be there. An hour went by. My God. Have to jump the 4 o'clock call. 4 o'clock call. Okay. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you. You come.
It was very productive and this was very productive.
Thank you for all these introductions, and I know it's making a difference in their lives, and that's what we do, right? That's what we do.
No, my commitment, I'm going to write it down here, my commitment is to report back to you on some of these things on the next call.
Awesome.
Good.
Great.
Okay.
Good. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Stay well. Bye.
Bye-bye.